Good afternoon, friends. This is Stephen White, conductor on the music staff of the Metropolitan Opera. Welcome to this week's Met Preview on WVTF Music. Have you ever heard of the phenomenon Wagner without words or Puccini without words? Recordings of operatic excerpts where the human voice is completely excised from the proceedings, and the orchestra alone is given the privilege of singing the music. With Wagner and Puccini, that's not so hard to do. So many of their glorious melodies are shared in near equal proportion between the stage and the orchestra pit. That's one of the many things that make them great. But when it comes to Rossini, there's not that much sharing going on. In Semiramide, his last great Italian opera, Rossini has given the world a spectacular celebration of the human voice. The virtuosity of his vocal writing presents would-be interpreters with compulsory challenges of Olympian proportions. That was one of America's most treasured singers, the incomparable mezzo-soprano Marilyn Horne, in the pants role of Arsace, commander of the Assyrian army. He's been summoned to Babylon by Queen Semiramide, the widow of the late King Nino. Arsace sings of his love for the princess Adzema, recalling how once he had rescued her from would-be kidnappers. Awaiting Arsace's arrival, Queen Semiramide sings her opening aria in the famed Hanging Gardens of Babylon. She is in love with Arsace and mistakenly believes that he returns her affections. Impatient to be with him, she sings, "How sweet the very thought of that moment." That was none other than Dame Joan Sutherland, La Stupenda herself, in the cabaletta Dolce Pensiero. 35 years ago, I was incredibly lucky to be in New York as a member of the audience at the 1983 Met Gala concert, when Dame Joan walked onto the stage in a pale green dress and simply blew all of us away with a scintillating performance of that very aria. Joan Sutherland and Marilyn Horne are two of the greatest singers who have ever lived, and as glorious as it is to experience them individually, hearing them sing together is simply, well, there are almost no words to describe it. That was Arsace and Semiramide singing the same text, describing the ardent palpitation of their hearts. But alas, poor Semiramide doesn't even realize that Arsace's heart is not beating for her. Nevertheless, Semiramide makes the decision that Arsace will be the new king and that she will be his consort. But soon Arsace is made aware of information that throws up a major roadblock to the queen's best-laid plans. Arsace is, in fact, Nina, the son of the late king, and that makes Semiramide his mother. But just as devastating for Arsace is the information that Semiramide herself had conspired with Prince Assur in his father's murder. Taking up the sacred sword of his father, he vows to kill Assur while expressing pity on his mother. This is the weekly Met Preview on WVTF Music. I'm Stephen White. When Arsace reveals the truth to his mother, she is genuinely shocked. She had no idea that this was her long-lost son, and she pleads to him for her life. But he has already forgiven her, and together they comfort each other in their misery. They bid each other farewell, and Arsace promises to return victorious after dealing with the murderous Assur. Despite the impression I've probably given up to this point, there actually is more to Semiramide than just the pyrotechnics of the soprano and the mezzo-soprano. Rossini has given a dazzling aria to Idreno, a visiting king from India, who, like Arsace, is in love with Adzema. He tells her that, in time, she will learn to love him and to share in his heart's burning passion. Here is tenor Frank Lepardo. Assur is the real bad guy in the story, and Rossini gives him something almost akin to an extended mad scene, something almost unheard of for a bass role. He goes to the tomb of King Nino with the intention of ambushing Arsace, but as he starts to enter the vault, an unknown force prevents him. His men urge him on, but the apparition remains in his mind, and he is paralyzed with fear. At last he summons the courage, singing, "Over gods and over fate, my heart, firm of purpose, wills itself on to triumph." Here is Samuel Rainey. Thank you.
quest'anima forte sa Patrion par, quest'anima forte sa Patrion par.
Semiramide is one of the last operas of its kind. It represents an aesthetic kinship with the great Italian Baroque operas of Handel and others, in which the human voice, with all its expressive and athletic capabilities, is placed without apology on a gilded pedestal. Rossini wrote the title role for his wife, the legendary dramatic coloratura soprano Isabella Colbran, who sang the premiere at La Fenice in Venice in 1823. And what a cast we have for this week's broadcast of Semiramide from the stage of the Metropolitan Opera. Angela Mead sings the title role, and Elizabeth Deschong sings the role of Arsace. Tenor Javier Camarena is Idoreno, and Ildar Adbratsikov is Assur. Maestro Maurizio Benini conducts. I hope you'll tune in tomorrow at 1 p.m. right here on WVTF Music. And I know you'll want to join me again next week as we prepare ourselves for the staggering tour de force that is Elektra by Richard Strauss. I'm Stephen White, reminding you that Virginia is for lovers of great opera.
Stephen White made his debut with the Metropolitan Opera in 2010 and has conducted a number of Met performances. He also continues a long-standing relationship with Opera Roanoke as principal guest conductor and will conduct two performances of La Bohème in Roanoke in April 2018.